It is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago, where it's actually kind of hot. And I really welcome the warm weather. I really appreciate you for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1, that's the numeral 1, spingola1, at yahoo.com. I do not access my other email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button at my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. A listener sent a message to me yesterday that I did not get until after the program ended, and this is from Joe, and I will quote, "Everyone knows that the Nazis escaped to their secret base in the hollow earth entrance in Antarctica, and later used their Vril flying saucer technology to move to the moon," unquote. Joe sent a picture as proof. I'm not sure where he got it, perhaps from the National Archives, from the same department where they keep the Ark of the Covenant. It is kind of grainy, but you know how peculiar and questionable those moon picture shots can be. To see that picture, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com. Hitler, a soldier in World War I, was devastated to discover while recuperating from mustard gas disseminated by the British that the November criminals, what the November criminals did. They turned their back on Germany and on Germany's citizens. He would never have done that. However, that story that he escaped somehow to Argentina and abandoned Germany would be devastating to the surviving Germans. It would turn them against him and his program. Just exactly what the Jews wanted. So, if you hear that story, remember, it probably came from the Jews. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And justice for, that's the numeral for, justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Wayne, welcome.
Einen wunderschönen guten Morgen, Frau Spingola und lieber Zuhörer. Good morning, Deanna, and to your wonderful listening audience. How are you?
Guten Morgen to you, too.
Oh,
that's all
so
I
much.
Know. I know a couple of other words in German, but that's it.
That's good enough for me. You try, you know, that's good. But thank you so much for inviting me again today. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking to you and your audience again today. Definitely.
Well, you've been busy working. Well, not only do you have all these dozens of articles and all these things on your website, you continue to produce these films. And your latest one, tell us about your, well, we're going to a quick break here in a few seconds, but tell us the name of that film, your newest film.
Sure. It's called Hitler's Victory, A Last Appeal to Peace and Sanity.
All right.
Last appeal for peace and sanity, I should say, yeah.
Okay, and people can link to that on your website. They can see the trailer or the entire film. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All righty, you were telling us about your film. You told us what the name of it was, and they can see the trailer or the entire film by going to your website. So tell us the basis for this film.
Okay. Well, actually, just before we get there, I was just going to say that I was just noticing that, you know, when you invited me on, that it was Wednesday, May the 1st, and that, of course, is May Day. And I thought, you know, that's so apropos, because that is really what I'm doing on behalf of my people, the Germans, is screaming, May Day, May Day, May Day. Because we have been Germany is still an occupied country to this day. World War II has not ended. I've touched on that briefly in one of my most recent posts. Our country is pretty much lost, you know, with what's going on with the European Union now. There was a post that I put up recently. It was something I reposted from another blog that talks about the European Union, and I definitely want other people to read that. And it really ties into what we're going to talk about today with this film that I've just made as well, because this is about the war in Europe. And the whole European Union came about as a result of World War II. And most people today kind of look at that, seeing as it's all around Germany, and Germany's the big powerhouse and so on. Germany is, it was really built, the whole European Union was built around Germany to keep Germany contained and oppressed more than anything. Germany doesn't really run anything. The people there do not represent the government there does not represent the people. You know, these are the banking interests and so on that took over through the occupational government that really run the financial policies and so on. So, but you still
and
have
they
a lot
also,
of
they also install the leaders and the leaders, don't they have to come over here to the United States and talk with?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, there's the what's called the Chancellor Act. Absolutely. They have to, they get their marching orders basically. Anything that, that they want to do, they, it has to be pre-approved in Washington. So, you know, but still people want to, you know, blame Germany all the time for anything that goes on. And Frau Merkel, you know, who is a traitor to her own people. And really does not represent at all the German people. Most, even when I was there, when I lived there in the 90s, people were not, happy about the European Union. They were there, they were definitely not happy about losing their currency, the German mark, and the euro and so on. You know, many things, but they were never given a choice in anything. It's these higher up muckamucks that, you know, higher purpose people that think that they know it all, and they are really a bunch of traitors to their own people. And they get to decide everything, and the German people, nothing is ever put to a vote for them. You know,
right now so, they don't even have a constitution. Never had a constitution. Never had a peace treaty. Nothing.
It's
right?
A bogus constitution. Yeah, it was an imposed constitution imposed by the Allies, particularly the American government. After hostilities ended. But this is why I say World War II never ended, because over 50-plus countries are still at war with the Third Reich. There's no peace treaty with the Third Reich, which is the real government of Germany, and which still exists in a legal sense, but has no representatives. Actually, I read something recently that there is a representative, but they just kind of ignore him. And that's something I want to post on in the next while. I've done so much research on this in the last while. My head is still swimming, and I keep getting more and more stuff sent to me. So it's been really hard to get focused and get this article done. And the more stuff I come across, I almost feel like I need to write a book, and that's not what I want to do. I don't have the time for that. But
yeah,
so I just wanted to I wanted to just sort of tie that in, because this really relates to this speech, which is the basis for the movie today, or the movie that I just published. But yeah, go ahead.
Now, didn't Merkel grow up in Soviet occupied Germany, and isn't she
Absolutely.
A communist, and
yes.
Isn't her father Jewish?
Or
her husband? Somebody's got some Jewish connections.
Right. Yeah.
There.
Right, yeah, she's East German, and I believe Polish Jewish, yeah. As was Helmut Kohl, former chancellor back in the 80s, 90s. So yeah, there's been a lot of that going on as well. We'll just move ahead here with the regarding the movie here. April. Can you believe we're in May right now? It's like, oh my goodness, where does the time go? April was kind of like for me, it was a personal blitzkrieg of posts on my blog, very lengthy. In-depth posts and in between doing all that, I managed to get this film done as well. And it didn't start out, actually, I didn't start out wanting to necessarily make a film, but rather I came across this speech quite a while back. And it's from a speech by Hitler from July 19th, 1940, immediately following the German victory over the French and the Brits in the West. And I've seen excerpts of it or heard excerpts of it, but I had to really search around to find the whole speech. And I was able to find the entire audio of it, Could never find the a video that had the speech, but I found the audio, as well as I eventually got the text in both German, and then there was an English version. I had to do some tweaking on that, which formed the basis of what this movie is about. And the movie is basically, this is not my documentary. This is Adolf Hitler's documentary about the war up to that point. And he goes in, he just went into a great detail in this speech about how the war came about. Well, he starts out, you know, started out about, you know, with the Treaty of Versailles and so on, and that National Socialism developed, as a direct result of that Treaty of Versailles. And the film starts out. What I did was, I originally wanted to just put this out as an audio, because there are a lot of, if you go on, even on my channel, my YouTube channel, I've got some excerpts of speeches by Adolf Hitler where you'll hear the original, you'll hear him speaking, in some cases see him speaking as well, and then it's got English subtitles, and you know, those might be 5 or 10 minutes long, right? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, because people can read along and follow what he's saying. But for a full-length speech, that gets really annoying to, you know, have to stop and pause to keep up with what he's saying and read those subtitles. And I thought, well, this is such an important and significant speech. People need to hear that whole speech. And not just, you know, have to read it. And to try and keep up, I thought, I'm going to go ahead and narrate this whole speech myself in English. And I was going to just put it out as an audio, pardon me. And then I got that done. That was, you know, that wasn't too long of a job to record all that. Only had to make a few changes re-record a few parts. It came out not too badly. And I thought, well, I've gotten this far. Maybe what I should do is put it on YouTube, and I'll just make a couple of graphic images, and I'll just put that up there, and they can just listen to it basically on YouTube. But then, you know, I thought, the speech was so significant, and he's really documenting everything that happened. And I've got all kinds of archival footage from the very things that he's talking about.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I thought, you know what, I'm going to make a movie out of this, and let him narrate the movie himself through me, basically, me just speaking his words. And so this is what you actually see in this documentary. The speech itself was something more than a little over 90 minutes long. I did a little bit of editing in the middle of it, where he was going through a long list of people that he was promoting for the great service that they had rendered. So I took that part out, but basically the speech is intact in its entirety. Came out to about 90 minutes long, and then on the very end of it, I added more footage that I had to round it out to 2 hours long. And what you'll see in the final 30 minutes of the film is the battles that took place at Narvik from original German newsreel footage of the time, and what was going on there, as well as from the Battle of Dunkirk.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
But that's something that, you know, keeps coming up. I thought, you know, I want to put that film footage there. I don't know how many people have seen it, right? And so they can look at it for themselves and judge for themselves. Did Hitler destroy them on the beaches there or not? Did he let them go? What did he have to say about it? It's in the film.
Ah, perfect. All right, we are going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the producer of the film Hitler's Victory, or the creator. I don't know what to call you. You're the creator, the facilitator of the video Hitler's Victory, A Final Appeal for Peace and Sanity. This was his speech on July 19th, 1940.
Right. Yeah, well, I guess I'm basically the director, I guess. Hitler was the producer.
Okay, all righty. That works.
This is basically his documentary of what he did and why he did what he did.
Right, and keep in mind that this is before Pearl Harbor, this is July 19th, 1940. I also really like your latest article that you posted a week ago, The War Against the Germans, What Really Happened, and Is It Over Yet? And you have, oh, it's fabulous, fabulous article. And if people could go there, you have some images of the deaths, German deaths during World War II and in the aftermath.
Right.
We're talking, and you indicate, a total of more than 17 million Germans perished. 17 million people.
Yes, and actually I'm led to understand that's a conservative estimate. I've heard other estimates, read other estimates that say it might be closer to 20 million. And in fact, I was reading an article last night. I'm sorry, I didn't remember to save that for today. But they were saying in this report that of all the people who died in Germany following World War II, the number was just staggering. But it would be if you lined them up on the ground, it would be 4,000 bodies per kilometer, and it would stretch from the northern city of Hamburg down to Vienna, Austria.
Yikes.
Yeah. After the war.
Right. And yeah. And how did they die? You have it listed here. By starvation, medical neglect, murder, raped to death, illness and injury, primarily by arrangement of the Allies and their directors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. The Morgenthau Plan.
Yes.
I must say, I was very happy to hear. I mean, through in the last while, I mean, people are starting to wise up to the reality of this, and I hope that my efforts have been made a small contribution to that. But somebody informed me yesterday that even Tex Mars, his most recent radio program, that he had spoken also about what happened to Germany after the war. And how he went through a lot of the real history of that and the Morgenthau Plan and everything too. So I was really glad to hear that. And in fact, in that graphic that's contained in my article, yes, there's you'll see a lot of the stats, and of course that also includes what happened in the. You may have even coined the term Eisenhower's death camps in a broadcast you did, I don't know, a year or a year and a half ago, which was just amazing. What happened to the German soldiers who had surrendered to the Americans? They feared the Russians more than anything. They thought, by surrendering, you know, by en masse, by the millions, to the Americans, that they were going to be dealing with a humane people. And boy, were they wrong.
Right. They were used for slave labor in England and France and Russia, the Soviet Union.
Right. Just
terrible.
But they were put out into the mud at
what's called encampments.
The Rhine-Wiesenlager, the Rhine meadows and encampments, of which there were several hundred along the Rhine River, left out in the open fields, surrounded by barbed wire, in the springtime to starve, and through cold weather and everything else, they had to dig holes in the mud just to try and get some shelter from themselves, and then a number of them. Quite a lot of them actually that ended up being there where they died because when it rained, then they got covered, caved in on. They had nothing to eat, but that was just the tip of the iceberg because the same thing was going on to the civilian population in Germany at the time.
Do you think that Spielberg is going to make a movie of this sometime?
No, unfortunately not. And this is what was actually being asked in this article that I was reading last night. They were asking, you know, where is the museum to this Holocaust? Where are the memorials to these people? Where are these people? And where are the memorials to them?
Yes, indeed.
You know.
So, indeed. We do have to go to a break.
Yeah.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Please go there. Read his latest article. It is just absolutely wonderful. It's called The War Against the Germans, What Really Happened, and Is It Over Yet? And of course, it really isn't. And also watch his film, which is from July. It is Hitler talking, telling what had happened, and that is from July 19th, 1940, before Pearl Harbor. All righty. You were talking about the article.
Well, just sure. Well, I just want to just mention that as far as what you termed Eisenhower's death camps, there was a couple of years ago a short documentary, 35-minute long documentary made about that in Germany, and it's kind of an underground type of documentary. The German government themselves, I should say the BRD government, they don't represent Germans, the Federal Republic of Germany government, they try to dismiss all of that and to downplay all of the numbers of those who perished there, just the same way that they do try to say that there was only 30,000 Germans died in Dresden, that it was really minimal. And they just insult us with this stuff all the time. But there was this documentary, and thanks to some help I've been getting recently, one young man over in Switzerland by the name of David was kind enough to sit down and transcribe the whole thing for me from from what was being said in the video into German, and now I have a lady friend who's German and lives in the United States, Teresa, who has taken the time to now translate that into English, and so that's going to enable me to now redo this entire film in English. I planned on doing that later this year, but we can now move that up, so that should be coming in not too soon.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is just wonderful. And people really want to participate. They want to help. They want to contribute. Because we all love truth. And once the floodgates of truth open up, we're not going to be able to hold it back. And, we all have to start talking about this. And I know that many people are beginning to do that. And they have to. We have to. We have no other choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and you know, and it's again, it's very apropos that we're talking about this. We're into May now, and you know, the anniversary is coming up of you know, May the 8th was just the day our brave soldiers laid down their weapons, and so we're going to get bombarded again, both here in North America, but especially over in Germany. When I lived there, it was terrible. You just got bombarded all the time about how evil we were for, you know, starting the World War and all the nasty things that were allegedly done. And then you get it again in November, you know, two times a year. It's thrown in our faces again and again and again. And so that's about to start again. And I want to also point out that when I say that, you know, the war didn't end, again, there was no peace treaty. The United Nations itself was formed on the basis of a declaration of war against Germany by some 50-plus countries, none of whom has rescinded their declaration of war at any time because there was no peace treaty with the Third Reich. And the reason why there is no peace treaty with the Third Reich is because on May the 12th of 1945, they kidnapped the last legitimate leader of the Third Reich, Admiral Dönitz, and threw him in jail. And with the remaining other people of the Flensburg, what was called the Flensburg government at that time.
Well, you know, so, it's good to point out that they have, that in order to maintain a cover story, they have to continue the occupation of Germany in order to maintain that cover story. And it's maintained here in this country by the media, by Hollywood, so that they can continue to reiterate who the supposed enemy was. And in order to do a conspiracy, you have to be able to maintain the cover for decades.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, in this film, in this speech by Hitler, and he talked about the Versailles Treaty and the unfairness of that treaty, and what that treaty did was really, it was a prescription to bleed Germany dry. And this is exactly what happened again after World War II. And there is a gentleman, I came across this gentleman. He's a German. He's a Dr. Klaus Nordbruch.
Yeah, you told me about him. I bought his last book on Amazon.
Oh, great. Okay. I haven't got the book, but I spent quite a bit of time on his website. And he lives in, I believe in South Africa.
Right.
I did communicate
with him.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
You know what happened? And I think this is deliberate. I think it's absolutely so deliberate. I went to his website. I clicked on the contact form so that I can contact him, ask him if he wanted to be on my program. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, where you're supposed to fill in the image that you see? It did not work. So I thought, okay, I'll order a book. That did not work. His whole website was not functioning.
Oh,
and so I put in a ticket to his web host.
right.
and told them that it was not working, and so they fixed it.
Oh, good.
But imagine, I wonder how many people have gone to his website
right.
and not been able to contact him, not been able to buy a book. That basically silences
yeah.
him.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you did that. That's good. Because I, like I said, I haven't got his book, but I did spend quite a bit of time reading through his articles. Some of which are there in English. Other ones, you know, you could
right.
use Google or Bing or whatever to translate them. But he got this book called "Bleeding Germany Dry," and where he goes through a lot of this history. And he's got this one article. I'm going to be borrowing from some of that article myself for an upcoming post to explain this, why World War II has not ended.
Right. Well, I hope you can communicate with him and chat with him.
I hope so. I will make an effort to try and do that. And to promote his book as well. It sounds really awesome from what I've read on his website and from others. I've heard of good things.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's and that's but it's typical. I mean, this guy is a doctor. I can't remember the background if it's in law or what. But he is you know, a PhD. He has to live in basically self exile in South Africa in order to write this book.
Exactly.
Because it's deemed as hate speech, it's against the law in Germany to question anything regarding World War II. If it is illegal to, you know, basically to deny that Germany was entirely to blame for everything that happened in World War II, you know, not just the so-called Holocaust. And speaking of which, you know, I got a. most of the feedback I get, I must say, from what I've been doing, has been overwhelmingly positive, and that includes also on Facebook. And I should say a warm hello to all my Facebook friends, who have been very supportive too, and they send me a lot of stuff, and I get a lot of great comments there. But the other day, I've been waiting for this to happen because. Since I started the blog in October, I've gotten a few nasty emails occasionally, as I mentioned before, from Polish people and from Dutch people. But I finally got one from a lady describing herself as being Jewish.
Really?
And her comment on, and this was on my, she didn't comment on anything that I had posted, any of the articles. She went straight to my about page where I explain what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And she had this to say: "What is a lie is the denial of the Holocaust. It is an insult to my father, who was a witness to it, and an insult to myself, who has suffered because of the memory of it. I will not stand for the truth being told about German suffering being used as an excuse for those who perpetuate hatred of any race." Signed,
amazing.
Rose. Yeah. Yeah, just amazing, because obviously... She didn't read anything that I've written because I don't even touch the Holocaust issue on my website, and nothing on my website can be deemed as hate. That's not what I'm about.
Well, it's just downright hateful for you to be telling the truth about Germany in the war.
Well, that's it. Yeah. It's just assumed, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was disgusting. But on the other hand, you know, I do get, there was a gentleman from, I don't remember what country he's from, but from an Arab gentleman who was, you know, very, very supportive and thankful for what I'm doing and who, you know, relates to it all as well for what's happening, you know, with regard to, Palestine and what happened to Iraq and what's going on in Syria and so on. And he was, thankful because, you know, he's trying to wake up other people as well. But he runs even in the Arab community and Muslim community, he runs into the same problems that they go, oh, but, you know, the Jews are acting like Nazis. and stuff like this, right? So, everybody's got this total false image implanted in them about what, you know, Hitler was all about and what National Socialism was all about. So,
right. Speaking of books, I'm rereading one that is just so delightful. It's called Confessions of a Holocaust Revisionist, and it's by Bradley R. Smith. It's available. There's one new available for $80.98. There's some used ones available, but you can get it on as a Kindle edition for only $2.99. He is such a delightful person, and he incorporates his humanity as well as humor in this book, and he puts it he writes in such a way that anybody who's reading this book is going to get it, because he refers to Elie Wiesel talking about how there were these bodies that were buried. And they were Jewish bodies, and that they were spurting gallons of blood up through the earth into the into the air. I mean, just such ridiculous things that nobody in their right mind is going to believe it. And yet, for years, this guy Wiesel has been going around talking about this stuff, and people believe it. Common sense is going to tell you that it's a big pack of lies.
Hmm. You would think, yeah, you would think so. But you know, this is, you know, it's been going on now for, you know, almost 70 years. You know, we've had to endure this sort of nonsense, and you know, and I for one, you know, got sick and tired of it. I got sick and tired of it a long time ago. I know many, many other Germans are sick and tired of it, and like I say, I do have some friends and supporters now in Germany as well who've been. Posting, you'll find a lot of some of their comments on my posts as well, which are quite informed, comments, and they add a lot of, additional information to what I've presented. So, I want to say hello to them as well over there and thank them for their support. And, well, let's maybe move on at this point and get back to talking a bit about the film.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I did, like, as I was saying, I basically put together a whole collage of, video clips, surrounding, this speech, which I, translated into English and narrated it in English. And I did my best to try and keep up with what he was presenting, and his emotional state at the time that he was saying it. So that you get a real feel for how it would have sounded to hear this speech in German. And this was, as I said, it was a very significant speech for a number of reasons, not the least of which is this. I found this one clip from the German newsreel archival footage, which filmed him coming from the Reich's Chancellery, you know, getting in the cars and everything and traveling through Berlin en route to the Reichstag where he gave this speech. And the German newsreel was reporting on that. And I decided to just leave that part, and I used that as the introduction. And I decided to just leave it with the original narration of the German broadcast. And you'll just see him arriving at the Reichstag to give this speech. But what the gentleman says, and I put this in the description of the film, is that the gentleman who's speaking, the German narrator, is saying that this speech was broadcast live by 1,000 radio stations to the worldwide in 30 languages.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you want to, you know, think about that in terms of, you know, President Obama or whoever your president of the day is now, giving a speech, you know, most of the time they're giving a speech these days. It's pretty short and it's very scripted, and they're reading from teleprompters and it's, you know, broadcast, you know, immediately on, you know, CNN and all these different networks. And you're getting little sound bites of that. to tell you what he said. Well, this was going live. I mean, this is a well over 2 hour speech going live around the world via radio in 30 different languages. So this was major. This was not just Adolf Hitler talking to a little clique of Nazis in some closet in Germany that nobody was paying attention to. No. This was, he was addressing the deputies of the Reichstag and the entire nation of Germany as well as the world simultaneously. So I wanted to leave that in there at the beginning. It's about a 3 minute intro. And like I said, that part is in German. And then what I did was, because there's no actual footage of him speaking, what I had to do was kind of get creative. And I took a couple of images, color images, one of him standing in front of the podium at the Reichstag, where you'll just hear him speaking and you'll be looking at the still image and then you'll hear some applause and so on. And then I've got another image that comes in afterwards of where it shows the Reichstag what's happening. Right? So it almost looks live.
Great. Alrighty. We do have a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Back in three.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and he is the facilitator of Hitler's Victory, A Final Appeal for Peace and Sanity, which is a speech from July 19th, 1940. So, continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just trying to describe what people can expect to see there. As I said, there was no actual film footage that I could find. I've seen some clips available occasionally, but they have the subtitles in them, so it would get to be a bit confusing if I just used that while he's actually saying something else.
Right.
So I thought I'll have to be a bit creative here, and so what I did was I just took these two still images to begin with, where and I just went back and forth between those when he was speaking, and then there was some applause from. So you get a kind of a feel that you're looking at it live, like a two-camera effect. So I had to be a bit creative in there. But then once he gets going into talking about what had just happened and the whole the background of the Treaty of Versailles, and I've got clips in there actually from. That I was able to find from Paris of the Treaty of Versailles being signed and so on. So that's where you'll start to see some of the footage from that. And then, like I say, he begins by, you know, talking about the Versailles Treaty and how it was totally unfair to Germany. It was just a totally one-sided affair, and it was all about revenge and like I say, really to bleed Germany dry. It was going to make, you know, they're just going to make Germany pay, and through which, you know, Germany lost a lot of territory as well as population. But there was outrage immediately, you know, because of these November criminals having what are called the November criminals in Germany for having signed that treaty. A lot of people were outraged, and so then they came up with the League of Nations, and he talks about how the League of Nations made a bunch of promises that, you know, through this new organization, you know, that there will be this will be a place where there will be justice and we can facilitate the revisions that are necessary and so on. And what he says is that it really just became an enforcement agency for the Treaty of Versailles, gave the Germans a sense of false hope. Had nothing to do with revision, but that revision of the treaty, as many other critics of it have said, you know, this has to be revised, and it was absolutely a necessary thing that needed to be revised, and really should have been, because it was nothing but punitive. I mean, and. You know, I mean, in actual fact, they really shot themselves in the foot with this treaty too, because they destroyed their own economies by taking Germany out of the world economy. They ended up destroying themselves.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.